Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, just another one of those nights for the Mets down in Atlanta.
Here's the pitch. Way outside, ball four. They have walked in another run. The seventh Met walk of the game makes it 3-1 Atlanta.
Heath Rad, fifth inning call, Odyssey Mets Radio. The first run was walked in by Clay Holmes, and then that one by Oscar Brazoban right after he relieved Holmes. Matt Olson later blew the game open with a three-run double. The Braves end up winning 7-1 behind Spencer Strider to sweep the three-game series. So the Mets only scored five runs total in the series, but Carlos Mendoza recognizes things have taken a turn on the mound, starters and bullpen.
You lose a couple of guys that were consistently throwing the ball well, and then, you know, some of the other guys, a couple of bad outings, you know, it happens. You know, we're going through a rough stretch right now.
Yeah, six straight losses.
All you have to do is watch the strikeouts and watch how many guys are swinging at bad pitches.
Waving at them.
Yeah, we talked about this with the Yankees yesterday, the chase rate. The chase rate right now for the Mets has got to be very high.
You love the chase rate.
Yeah.
Let's see where they're at.
Yeah, you check on that. I'll tell you that six hits, one walk, 13 strikeouts for the offense. Francisco Lindor is 0 for his last 14. Need to get him going again. Here's Mr. Positivity, Brandon Nimmo, looking ahead.
Well, I mean, really all it takes is winning one game, and then, you know, you win another one, and it's a winning streak. So, you know, it happens quickly.
Does that sound familiar to anyone? That quote there?
Let me hear it again. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I was looking up chase rate
no
for the
problem.
Mets.
Here's Nimmo.
Well, I mean, really all it takes is winning one game, and then, you know, you win another one, and it's a winning streak. So
sounds like Aaron Boone.
You know, it happens quickly.
Yeah, movie quote.
Gio
right?
Knows where I'm going. He's, okay. He's ripping off Lou Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, we won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There
Nimmo's
you go.
Most channeling is Lou Brown, but hopefully he, yeah, you know, doesn't have the heart attack that Manager Brown had right after he delivered that quote.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. And well, he didn't die. He just went to the hospital. So, you know.
And he had to watch the game from the hospital.
He did, bed. Yes. Yes, yeah. With the transistor radio earpiece in. Mets Phillies tonight. Blade Tidwell up from Syracuse to make his second big league start. Zach Wheeler goes for Philly. 7:15 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. And yes, Boomer, it is an Apple TV Plus game tonight. So just make sure you've got your TV, Justin Corsley. Carlos Mendoza said there's a good chance Frankie Montas will be activated from the injured list next week to pitch against the Braves at Citi Field. He, of course, is coming off this rough rehab assignment for AAA Syracuse. He started six games in all as part of his rehab assignment in the minors and pitched to an ERA of 12.05. So he'll be coming back to the big league level, it sounds like, coming up next week. Hopefully he fares a little bit better there.
Would you believe me if I told you there is a StatCast stat called XWO Bacon?
Bacon?
Yes. XWOBACON.
Never heard of that one.
There's regular Woe Bacon, and then there's X Woe Bacon.
Expected. I think X is for expected, right?
Expected Woe Bacon and Woe Bacon. I don't have chase rate, but I do have your Woe Bacon if you need it.
What is it? XWO Bacon?
Yeah.
Expected weighted on base average on contact.
Oh, man. God.
Yeah. Somewhere BT's getting
Oh, my God.
Getting all riled up.
Measures the offensive productivity of a hitter, specifically on batted balls, excluding strikeouts, walks, and hit by pitches. Quality of contact.
Yeah, I don't have, you know, I've got batted balls, barrels, barrel percentage, hard hit percentage, exit velocity, launch angle, X slugging, X woba, X woe bacon. I don't have chase rate. Oh, wait, I got chase rate.
Oh, there you go.
I got it. Here we go. Just had to scroll a little longer.
Woe bacon.
Woe bacon. Goddamn woe bacon. We're leading the league in woe bacon. So their chase rate is 56.4. No, wait, hold on. 26.3 is the chase percentage. Chase contact percentage is 56.4.
Oh, my God.
You
got
to put that in context for us.
So there's a meatball percentage.
I swear to God.
They like the meats, bacon, meatball.
I swear to God. There is a meatball percentage and a meatball swing percentage.
So what? On like, you know, maybe pitches right down the heart. Like you got to throw you a meatball. Meatball percentage.
Yeah.
So
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I was thinking about Brandon and Sal and Brandon, BT and Licata. They are going to Fanatics Fest today, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that today?
Yeah. Well, they're starting our shows from there today.
After us. Yeah. So basically the nice thing about that is that WFAN created baseball cards for all of us, for, you know, the teams and stuff. So I saw Sal's and BT's, and I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So here it is right here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
That is so good.
I mean, look how great Sal looks.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't realize Sal was bigger than BT.
Well, at least in this particular picture,
that's
he is.
That's not going to go over well with BT.
Yeah.
He's definitely taller and bigger than Sal.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? It's like he looks great. BT looks great.
BT looks
I'm
great
talking
there.
About the height representation.
Oh, no, he can't Sal be just, upset about that. I no. mean, God, they look awesome.
I mean, Sal looks like a real baseball player.
Yeah.
He looks like that muscular forearm there.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who would be top five in meatball percentage, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And it is.
Wow, that's a nice picture. Do we have a picture of ourselves?
We do. It's somewhere. I'll go to Izzo's desk, maybe.
You got your own baseball card for this?
I think we do. We're not going.
Oh. All right.
What's the meatball percentage?
It quantifies how often pitchers throw these hittable pitches, typically expressed as a percentage of all pitches thrown.
Yeah,
that's the meatball percentage.
And then I guess the meatball swing maybe is the offensive side. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, who cares?
God.
They got to win baseball games. That's what it comes down to.
It really is unbelievable.
Day game in the Bronx. A couple of rain delays along the way, but the Yankees did finally get off the schneid.
Paulie lines one down the left field line. That's going to stay fair. Goodbye. A bullet home run by Paul Goldschmidt. His eighth. RBI is number 32, and the Yankee lead goes to 4-2.
Dave Sims
hey
here
now.
On the fan.
Hey he ripped that boy.
He did, and that was right after Trent Grisham had gone deep back-to-back in the second.
What's the exit below on that, do you know?
Lead for good. I don't have it handy at the moment, but
okay.
It's probably pretty fast, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, got out in a hurry. The Yanks tacked on late. They salvaged the series finale from the Angels 7-3, snapping their 6-game skid. Aaron Boone talked about a guy like Grisham helping the team right now, where maybe some guys are pressing, but he doesn't feel Grisham is capable of pressing. Slow heartbeat, calm, smooth, all those things. Here was Grisham made aware of that and what he had to say.
This game over 180 days will beat you up. So that was something that was taught to most all of us when we were younger coming up through the minor leagues, and I don't think you really understand until you get to this level.
Just got to go with the flow, not get too high or too low. He kind of sounded like he was about to take a nap during that answer. Pitching wise, we talked yesterday about Carlos Rodon being a stopper. He did allow 3 solo homers, but struck out 7/6 to pick up his 9th win, appreciative of the support from his teammates as well.
Gave me a cushion to go work and try to go get outs, and I thought they swung it great. I thought we played some good baseball, and, you know, big props to the bullpen for shutting it down when I came out.
3 scoreless frames from Mark Leiter Jr., Jonathan Loaisiga, and Devin Williams. The latter struck out the side in the 9th. You got the Yankees and the Orioles tonight. Max Fried opposed by 35-year-old Japanese rookie Tomoyuki Sugano. 6:25 pregame here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. You've also got the return of Luke Weaver from the IL and his hamstring strain a little earlier than expected. Boone, when asked who will be his closer now, Weaver or Devin Williams, he said, quote, "We'll see." So we'll stick around to figure out what's happening there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.